Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The videos regarding Planned Parenthood will be shown in a courtroom during Sandra Merritt's preliminary hearing. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communication for Liberty Counsel. Well, the Attorney General, Xavier Becerra, who filed 15 felony counts against Sandra Merritt and her co-defendant, David DeLayden, wanted to prevent the jury, the public, from seeing the very videos on which he is basing his felony counts. He wanted them to be sealed so that only the judge could see them and no one else. We oppose that. It's absolutely ridiculous. We're talking about a criminal charge where the defendant has a right to confront the accuser, and it should be a public trial. And where we are is what's called a preliminary hearing. It's a two-week preliminary hearing before the actual trial. And they go through this preliminary hearing to see if they move on to the next phase for the trial. So after several trips, after several appearances in court, Matt, the judge, Christopher Height, finally denied the request of the Attorney General and his abortion allies to seal these and shield these videos from the public. So these videos will be seen by the public. Now, on the other hand, after the hearing, the judge said that those videos will be sealed after the hearing, but not during the hearing.
And isn't that just part and parcel of the entire genesis of these fraudulent criminal charges? The whole point of it was to send a shot over the bow of any other investigative reporters that might expose Planned Parenthood's criminal wrongdoing. And so to try to keep the very evidence that is the subject matter of the criminal charges from the jury and from the public, it just boggles the mind, and it just exposes that this is all about covering up for Planned Parenthood and covering for his allies in Planned Parenthood.
It also shows, you know, the powerful evidence that this reveals. For example, recently a U.S. Court of Appeals overturned a preliminary injunction that says that the state of Texas can block Medicaid funding to abortion providers because they use these undercover videos to demonstrate a lack of accepted medical and ethical standards. So it shows that these videos are very powerful in revealing what's going on behind closed doors at Planned Parenthood.
Well, you remember when these videos were released to the public, these were done by David DeLayden and Sandra Merritt, and they were done in public, which is an exception to the recording law. And they were also done because they had a reasonable belief that Planned Parenthood was about to or had engaged in illegal activity. Right. And that's another exception to the recording.
They are exceptions which make it legal and permissible what they did.
Right, exactly.
They're selling baby body parts.
Undercover videos by other journalists for animal abuse for similar reasons in terms of people saying or thinking that they were actually engaged in or about to engage in illegal activity. Those have never been prosecuted. So these are the first people in the history of California that have been prosecuted. So those videos, when they were released, they ultimately were stirring because people got a chance to actually see the callousness. You remember some of these videos where someone is sipping their drink, they're having dinner and they're sipping wine while they're joking about wanting to buy a very expensive car. There are videos about someone who was, you know, talking about the sex of the child that was being aborted or selecting, or they would begin the day kind of looking at what they needed for that day. And then
one doctor laughing and saying, it's a baby, and laughing about it.
I know. And all those things.
Yeah, it's a body part that just dropped out. It's just so
where they had to take the face and the evil one person and cut it down the middle. where the heartbeat was beating still, and they removed it.
And you know, guys, you know, if these were animals, we all love animals, right? This would never be allowed.
Outcry.
But these are babies. These are human beings.
Human beings, and that's why the Attorney General made this unprecedented complaint, because he wanted to and wants to send a message to Sandra Merritt, David Layden, anyone else that dares reveal what Planned Parenthood is all about. That's what this whole thing is about. And then now he wants to prosecute them like in a star chamber, in secret, so that it's hidden from the public, so that he can make these charges and then never let the public see the videos upon which he's making these allegations. He doesn't want, and it's the same thing that happens with the sidewalk counselors with regards to the people outside these abortion clinics. They don't want them there because every time they show up, abortion rates go down. They don't want them to be there to provide alternatives and change people's mind. They want to shut down the truth. They don't want to show people ultrasounds because they know if the women see the ultrasound of what's inside their womb, they'll change their mind.
It's evil greed. It's all.
Yeah. The goal being to, again, shut down and make people fearful from continuing to do this. But then I think of heroes like our friend Lila Rose with Live Action. Didn't slow her and her group down one bit. They've come out with a video recently, for example, of an abortion provider when asked in another undercover video, what happens if the baby's born alive. She's and the abortion provider says, oh, we just take it and we put it in the solution and drowned the baby. And so these are the things that they're doing, and they're being exposed. And you think of, you know, John 3:19, it says, this is the verdict. And isn't it great that kind of courtroom language is used here? This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people loved the darkness instead of the light because their deeds were evil. That verse applies so directly to Planned Parenthood and Becerra and this prosecution of these fraudulent criminal so-called charges. That verse applies. They want to keep their evil deeds in the dark, and they don't want the light of truth, who is Christ. They don't want that light exposing their evil deeds that are done in the dark.
Exactly. And so we're defending Sandra Merritt on two different fronts. One on the criminal side, this one here, where the Attorney General, who ultimately succeeded Kamala Harris, who now is in the U.S. Senate. This is the criminal 15 counts. If she were to be convicted of those, she would spend many years in prison and face fines. We're defending her on this lengthy trial that's coming up. This preliminary hearing begins, or scheduled to be, from April 22 through May the 3rd this year. That's the preliminary hearing. And then sometime after that, if it continues, there'll be the full-blown hearing, and obviously there's appeals after that. If she were to be found guilty on any of these, of course, she is not guilty of anything. But we're in San Francisco, we're in California, and the law is pretty clear. She had, and David had, a clear legal right to be able to do what they did with these undercover videos, and we're defending her on that front. But on the other hand, Planned Parenthood filed a multimillion-dollar civil lawsuit against Sandra Merritt, and then we're defending her on that front as well. So they're coming after her with all their resources to punish her, to silence her. She's not going to be silenced. And if we weren't able to be there to help her, she would have no defense. So pray for Sandra, pray for our Liberty Counsel team, and I encourage you to stand with us. You can learn more at lc.org. Well, the good news is, so far, at least on this preliminary hearing, the videos will be shown. The judge said after the preliminary hearing, the videos will be sealed. We think that part of the ruling is wrong, so we will challenge that part of the ruling. But at least during the preliminary hearing, they'll be open to the public. They ought to remain open to the public as part of the record, because this is the record on which these charges are based, and the public has a right to know, not just their preliminary hearing phase, but they have a right to inspect what's going on in this particular case. This is a criminal trial, and you can't be tried in secret. That's the essence of our criminal justice system. The public has a right to know. It helps to guarantee fair access to the courts and fair treatment. So continue to pray for Sandra Merritt. She is a mother, she is a grandmother, and she has done a huge service to all of us around the world to stand up for life and to oppose this brutality that we see happening within these abortion clinics, particularly Planned Parenthood. Go to Liberty Counsel's website for more information, lc.org, lc.org. Pray for Sandra. Stand with us. You can obtain some of our emails to keep you up to date, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.